I just want to double check before we go any further. Is anybody not going to be here next week? Or everybody's still on? Still here next week? Everybody still here? Okay. Fine. So before we go on, I was thinking last night, going back for a minute to the end of the Tosfos about Mesiras Nefesh, just one point. I don't want to, it's hard when we're one sugya to think about another sugya, but just for one nekuda I was thinking that I was very happy about. At the very end of Tosfos, we came up, we were masbir. Tais has a svar that Kaka Olam only works for a Mesiras, is only a svar in Mesiras Nefesh. But it's not a svar in Mises based in. Mises based in Kaka Olam is like Ma'ala B'lay Merid. So the bottom line, what we were Mavar in Taisvis, is that Taisvis is saying that the limud from Reitzeach, we learn that Naimur also from Reitzeach, that the Kaka Olam, you don't have to be Mesiras Nefesh. And the Chayim ask, it's not really comparable. Reit Seach is a svara. My chazus, maybe his dam is redder. Maybe my dam is redder. By Gilirayis, what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk Gilirayis b'kum v'yaseh? Gilirayis b'shevi al tase. It's the same chaymer aver. Rav Chanan grapples with the question. So what I wanted to say was, and I think it reads very well into the language of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, is that the Chaybehem is like this, that the Mesiras Nefesh that's demanded by Shevi Al Tasa, by an Aveir of Kaka Olam, the Mesiras Nefesh that we're demanding of her is much greater than the Mesiras Nefesh that we're demanding by an Aveir of Kum V'yaseh. That was the main svar that I said. That when they're holding a gun to a man's head and they're saying, go be Boil and Erva, so the Mesiras Nefesh that's demanded of him is to say no. To refuse to do the Aveir, even though he knows that they're going to kill him. So that's a level of Mesiras Nefesh that the Torah demands. That's the limud. Kashi yokim yishlareheu, for gili arayis, you have to be Mesiras Nefesh. But the Mesiras Nefesh is to say no and refuse to do the Aveir. By Karka Olam, they want to be Ma'anasim. By Karka Olam, the Mesiras Nefesh that we would be demanding of her is not just to say no. Saying no is not going to do anything. The Mesiras Nefesh that we would be demanding of her would be to do an action of resistance that'll cause her to get killed, in effect to commit suicide, rather than allow herself to be raped. That's a much higher level of Mesiras Nefesh. The limud from Reitzeach is that that level of Mesiras Nefesh is not demanded. Even for Gilui Arayis, the Torah demands the level of Mesiras Nefesh to refuse to do the Aveir even though he's going to get killed. But the Torah doesn't demand the level of Mesiras Nefesh that she should commit suicide rather than be nenas to an Erva. Are they an Erva? And that's like that from Reitzeach. Reitzeach also, you have to be Mesiras Nefesh not to murder somebody. But you don't have to be Mesiras Nefesh not to allow somebody to be murdered by committing suicide. You don't have to commit suicide rather than to allow through you somebody to be murdered. So it's a level of, that level of Mesiras Nefesh not demanded. There it's a svara because my chosis goes both ways. But we learn out to Gilui Arayis also a level of Mesiras Nefesh that's demanded. And therefore, how it plugged into Tosfos, I don't want to go back again and work through, but you know, so it tells me that V'chaybim is not really a matir. V'chaybim was a matir, we matir even become V'yaseh. V'chaybim by Gilui Arayis is not a matir. It's a different kind of V'chaybim. V'chaybim in Kol HaTorah Kulo by Pikuach Nefesh, you're out solo member. Your v'chaybim is a matir. It patters you from Mises based in two. Hatzola members aren't chayim Mises based in because they have a matir of a chaybim. Like Gilui Arayis, you don't have the matir of a chaybim. If you had the matir of a chaybim that's matir the aver of Gilui Arayis, then you could do Gilui Arayis even in Kum V'yaseh because it's the same aver of Kum V'yaseh of B'shei V'yaltasa. So HaKochach v'chaybim is not matir the aver. The aver remains an aver. V'chaybim, this is a different kind of a chaybim. It's a weak v'chaybim. This is a v'chaybim that only has the effect that a heti you don't have. But how much Mesiras Nefesh do you have to show? The Mesiras Nefesh of refusing to do the Aveira, that we demand of you. But the Mesiras Nefesh of committing suicide rather than to allow the Aveira to happen, that's not, that much Mesiras Nefesh is not demanded. That was very geschmack in the Lashon of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that the Svar of the Limud from Reitzeach, the Svar of Kaka Olam, was only said in regard to Mesiris Nefesh. It wasn't said in regard to Mrs. Spaston. That came from yesterday's shiur. So I was thinking last night that Lefi Zeh, we could have maybe a very big revach for a problem that was bothering me from, not only from this time that I'm learning this, but from previous times that I would learn these in Yonim as well. And that's the following. It comes out, Tosis, at least there's Tosis holds, at least there's a tzad in Tosis, that the din of karka olam, that you don't have to, that a woman's not mechuyev to meis nefesh for gilui arayos by karka olam, is a limud from Ritzeach. Ka'omer, we said at the very beginning, is Machlekes Rishonim. Rashi, the Tosis Rosh, the Tosis Rishonim, they learn that it's a svar. She's not doing anything. Heim oisim ba maisa. She's not doing anything. And this Tosis is a mavur, that it's a limud from Ritzeach. So it's a kosuv, that just like Ritzeach, you don't have to be meis nefesh by karka olam. So by gilui arayos itself, you don't have to be meis nefesh by karka olam. We also masbid that even within the Tosis, it's really two tzadim in Tosis, it's only in the two, in the very beginning of Tosis, there was a teida. Tosis said the svar, the limud from Ritzeach, first only with derech v'teida, only with derech havo azraya, but karka olam be'etzim is really a svara, and then Tosis said va'oid, that is ma'amash alimud, and we said the va'oid at the end of Tosis is going like the va'oid at the beginning of Tosis. I don't want to go over all of this ground again. But within the Tosis itself, we saw that maybe there's different stodim, whether v'chayivim is a svar that she's not doing anything, or v'chayivim is a limud from, a specific limud from Ritzeach. Tosis in Yevamos, we pointed out at the beginning of the Tosis, Tosis in Yevamos, Daf Nun Gimel, learns beferish that it's a limud. Tosis v'taymo. Tosis says that an ayam rosh is not mechuyev to be meis nefesh b'karka olam, and he says v'taymo because we learned it out from Ritzeach. So there is clear that it's not just b'derech havos, right? It's a limud. It's not a svara, not a global svara like Tosis Harosh and Tosis Shishonim. They think it's a global svara even by Avodah Zara. Tosis in Yevamos holds, and it's one of the Tutsadim and Tosis by us, that it's not a global svara. It's a limud proti gilui arayos from Ritzeach. That karka olam, you don't have to be meis nefesh by karka olam. So the question is this: the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where do we find karka olam? The Gemara. The Gemara of karka olam is in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that I in Dalit, where the Gemara asks by Esther parhesia habi. Esther was parhesia. By parhesia, you have to be meis nefesh for any aver, even an aver kala. Esther was Pahesi, why wasn't she Mason Nefesh? Answer the Gemara, Karka Olam. When the Gemara over there says Karka Olam, does that mean there's a limit from Ritzeach? When the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Esther was Pahesi, and the Gemara answers Esther Karka Olam, does the Gemara mean that there's a limit from Ritzeach? What would you say? Is that tenable? Is it possible to learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Where is it? Esther Pahes Yahweh. And for the Gemara, where the answer is no, Esther Karka Olam Haisa. Omer Abaye, Esther Karka Olam. Could it mean that there's a limud from Ritzeach? That by Karka Olam, don't have to Mesa Nefesh? No, it can't be. You can only have a limud from Ritzeach if you're talking about the special halacha of Gilui Arayos, that Gilui Arayos, you have to be Mesa Nefesh, even B'tzidim. So that's learned out from Ritzeach, and you could have a limitation in that. That's learned out from Ritzeach. But the din of Befarhesi have to be Mois and Efesh, not only by Gilei Arayos. It's even on Tfilin or whatever. It's in Kol Torah Kula. Maybe not on S. But on Lysis is for sure. Even on Avera, on Avela, you have to be Mois and Efesh for anything Befarhesi. So that's nothing with Ritzeach. That's not learned out from Ritzeach. That's not only limited to Gilei Arayos. That's Gilei Arayos, and it's Kilei Akerim, and it's Shatnes, and it's everything. All the lab in the Torah. There's a din you have to be meis nefesh b'peres. So that's not learned out from Ritzeach. Al kochach over there, par karka olam z'svar. So it comes out, it's a strange thing that we have two different karka olams. We have a karka olam that's a din specifically in Gilei Arayos. That by Gilei Arayos, you don't have to be meis nefesh. I'm the chaymer haver of Gilei Arayos because there's a limud from Ritzeach that far you don't have to be meis nefesh. That's a limud from Ritzeach. And then we have a svara by Chilul Hashem. We have a svara by Chilul Hashem that by Karka Olam, you don't have to be Mesa Nefesh. One thing is, it's some kind of sorah. I don't even know what the sorah is. There's some sorah in Chilul Hashem that by Kaka Olam is not a Chilul Hashem. And by the way, you can't say that the sorah by Chilul Hashem is, it's not a Chilul Hashem because it's not you who did the Aveira. Because it was Kaka Olam. Because if it's not you who did the Aveira, then that would be the sorah for Gilui Arayas too, like Rashi, like the Sosh Taisis Shonim. But the Taisis, this Tzad and Taisis and the Taisis in Yevomis, they're going that it's not a svara close, a global svara. It's a svara protus gilirayas from shvichas domim. So obviously they think that it's not, that you are doing levera. There's just a special slimut from giritzeach that you don't have to be meis nefesh. So how come b'farhesi you don't have to be meis nefesh? Farhesi did not learn that from ritzeach. Can't say you're not doing levera at all. If you were not doing levera at all, then you wouldn't need the limut from ritzeach even by tzino. It must be some two unrelated svaras. There's one... Two unrelated things. It's a little bit strange. Turns out we have two unrelated karka olams. According to Rashi and the Tosfos Shonim and the Tosfos Rosh, it's one karka olam. It's a svara that it's not you who did the avera. He didn't do the ma'isa achem also the ma'isa. That's why it's not called Gilui Arayos, and that's why it's not called avodah zarah, and you don't have to be ma'isa nefesh on the chayim avera, and it's not a chilul Hashem either for the same reason. And the Tosfos Rosh speaks to that b'feirush. And Tosfos Rosh says, so how come the Gemara only asked Farhesi? The Gemara should have asked the Gilui Arayos, asked the Gilui Arayos Avi. So Tosfos Rosh says, well, the Gemara knew that it's not an Avera. That was partially the Gemara that it's not an Avera because it's Kaka Olam. The Gemara thought it, but it's a Chilul Hashem anyway, even though you didn't really do it. And the Gemara answers, no, since you didn't really do it, it's not a Chilul Hashem either. So then it's one svar of Kaka Olam across the board that he didn't do the Ma'is Acherim also the Ma'is. But according to the Tzad and Tosfos, the V'oid Yeshleimer and Tosfos, that Gilui Arayos, you don't have to be raising nefesh for Gilui Arayos because it's Karka Olam, because it's a specific limud from Ritzeach that on the Chaymer HaAveir of Gilui Arayos, you only have to be raising nefesh for Kumbi Yasei, but not for Shevi Al, by Kumbi Yasei, but not by Karka Olam. And that's a specific limud from Ritzeach that's totally disconnected and unrelated to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says by Karka Olam, you don't have to be raising nefesh for Farhesia, which has nothing to do with Ritzeach, and it's some kind of, we don't know exactly what it is, some svar in Chilul Hashem, that it's not in Chilul Hashem if it's Karka Olam. So first of all, Milvad, that it's a little bit doichik to say that the same Lashon Karka Olam, Tosfos talks about Karka Olam, the Lashon of Karka Olam comes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Comes out that Tosfos is using the Lashon of Karka Olam really in a way that's unconnected to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's a doichik mitzar atzmai. But besides being a doichik mitzar atzmai, it's very difficult in the Gemara in the Tosfos in Yevamos, because I'll show you the Tosfos in Yevamos. Tosfos in Yevamos. This is Tosfos Yevamos. Nun Gimel and Beis. We'll make it with the Tzuris Adaf. Tosfos in Yevamos. And it's Sugar and Kishi El Ladas. So Tosfos Lashon is here at the end. He's talking about Karka Olam. That if Kishi would be Shalei Ladas, it would be Karka Olam. You wouldn't have to be Meisa Nefesh. So his Lashon is like this. That if you could have Kishi Shalei Ladas, second to last line, then he wouldn't be Chayav Limser Atzmai. Came in Shua Eina Eisa Shumaisa. V'havi Ki Karka Olam. Kida Omer Ben Seira. Like it says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gabi Esther, the Karka Olam Haisa. What's the next words? In one phrase, he puts together two things. He says, Karka Olam is like it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The idea of Karka Olam is Kida Omer B'Perek Ben Sarah Meira. So he references the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And then he says, and why don't you have to be Meis Nefesh when it's Karka Olam? Because we learn Gilui Arayos from a limud from Shvichas Domim, and the Maichosus doesn't go in both directions. So we learn that up to a limud that you don't have to be Meis Nefesh by Gilui Arayos, by Karka Olam. If that's the svara that it's learned that from Ritzeach, then it's absolutely nothing to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Parhesia, and Parhesia is not learned that from Ritzeach, and it must be some kind of svara l'gabe chilul Hashem. So why are you quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin that it's mamish nothing to do? However, l'fim Hashem is buyer, I think we could say it's a very geshmak. Emes, it's a limud from Ritzeach. What does it say in the limud from Ritzeach? What it says in the limud from Ritzeach is that the Mesiris Nefesh of Karka Olam is a bigger Mesiris Nefesh, and that's not demanded of her. What we learn that from Mitzayach is, that we can demand of a person the Mesiris Nefesh of saying no to doing an Aveira even though he knows he's going to get killed. But we can't learn it. We cannot demand of a person the Mesiris Nefesh of committing suicide to prevent him passively being involved in an Aveira. And that's not the limit for Mitzayach. Without a limit for Mitzayach, I wouldn't know that. And it's specifically to Gilei Arayis, and it's only Negev to the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis, and how much you have to be Mesir Nefesh not to violate the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis. But Akoponim Lamadnu, that the idea of Karka Olam is that in an Aveira, that's in an Oinus of Karka Olam, like by Anaya Marosu, in an Oinus of Karka Olam, the Mesiris Nefesh that would be required not to do the Aveira is a much bigger Mesiris Nefesh than the Mesiris Nefesh that's required by an Aveira of Kumbiase. And therefore we have a limit for Mitzech, that the smaller Mesiris Nefesh is demanded by the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis, but the larger Mesiris Nefesh is not demanded even by the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis. But at Kapanu we see that the Yesod of Karka Olam is that it is a small Mesiris Nefesh and there's a big Mesiris Nefesh. And we can demand the small Mesiris Nefesh. For the Chaymer Aveira of Gilei Arayis, we can demand of you the small Mesiris Nefesh, but we can't demand of you the greater Mesiris Nefesh, of committing suicide, not to have the Aveira done by Karka Olam. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that for Hesio, when we're talking about all Aveiras, not only Gilei Arayis specifically, but for Hesio, you have to be Mesir Nefesh because it's a Chil Hashem. It's a Chil Hashem not to be Mesir Nefesh when a Goy is being Ma'anis you to do an Aveira, but for Hesio, according to Arova, only if it's lachis, according to Abai, even if it's lanos atzmei. But if a guy is demanding of you to do an aveira before hesio, it's a chil Hashem to go along. You have to be meisa nefesh to be mekadosh shem shemai. What's the svar over there of Karka Olam? There, Karka Olam is a svar, and it's a svar in chil Hashem. But what's the svar? The svar is that by Karka Olam is not a chil Hashem. Why is it not a chil Hashem by Karka Olam? It's not a chil Hashem by Karka Olam. Because the Mesiris Nefesh that would be required by Karka Olam is a much bigger Mesiris Nefesh. And not showing that great, that superhuman amount of Mesiris Nefesh is not a Chil Hashem. If a Goy is being Ma'anis you to do an Aveira and you don't say no, that's a Chil Hashem. But if a Goy is being Ma'anis you to do an Aveira and you don't, B'Shevi Al-Tasib, B'Karka Olam, and you don't commit suicide to prevent it, that doesn't rise to being a Chil Hashem. Not showing that kind of superhuman, jumping out the window. The word am I right? We had the word Kiddushin, jumped out a window not to do an Aveira. But that's a supernatural Mesiris Nefesh. That Mesiris Nefesh, if you fail to show it, that's not called the Yerba Chal Shem Shemai. So it's a Svara. But the Svara is based on the same distinction that by Karka Olam, the Mesiris Nefesh would be much greater. So Mela Tosis can compare the two things. Tosis is not saying that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that by Karka Olam there's no Chil Hashem, is based on the limit for Mitzech. That makes no sense. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about Faresia. Faresia is not limited to Gilei Arayis and Ritzicha. It's by all Aveiros. And all Aveiros have nothing to do with Ritzicha. That's not what Tosis means. Tosis means you see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin the idea that by Karka Olam, the Mesiris Nefesh, that would be that the Mesiris Nefesh of jumping out the window, not to have an aver done to you, the Karka Olam is a bigger Mesiris Nefesh. Ad kedei kach that if you don't do it, it's not a Chil Hashem. So Mimela, we learn out from it, so Mimela by Gilead, we have a limud. So once we know that distinction, so we can say, well, now we have a limud that by Gilead, I see me mitzini, you have to be Mesiris Nefesh. But how much, what measure of Mesiris Nefesh? The smaller measure of Mesiris Nefesh or the greater measure of Mesiris Nefesh? That we have a limud from Ritzech, not more than Ritzech. How much Mesiris Nefesh demand you by your Tzicha? The smaller Mesiris Nefesh of saying no, refusing to murder somebody. But we never demand of you the greater Mesiris Nefesh of committing suicide to prevent somebody else being murdered. That we never demand of you. Because my chazis. So you want to learn out Shichas Gilei Arayis from Shichas Domim? So die of Amin Adin, Liyaz Kinodin. You can learn out from Shichas Domim that we don't demand of you, that we demand of you the small Mesiris Nefesh. Because that's what we demand of you by Shichas Domim. But we can't learn out from Mitzayach that we're going to demand of you the greater Mesiris Nefesh. because now you don't have Beirut. The Beirut Seichu, we wouldn't demand that of you. We don't, you know, we don't demand of you that you commit suicide rather than let somebody be killed. Why are you less than him? So now you want to learn out from the Gilei Raya's. So you can only learn out that amount of Mesiris Nefesh, not the greater amount of Mesiris Nefesh. What Tosfos sees in Sanhedrin is not the limud from Ritzach. In Sanhedrin, it's this Paresi. It's nothing to do with Ritzach. What Tosfos sees in Sanhedrin is that Kakoilim is a bigger Mesiris Nefesh. Atkede Kach, that failure to show Mesiris Nefesh of Kakoilim is not Achil Hashem. Mimela, so how much can we learn out the after Mesiris Nefesh by Gilei Raya's? As much as by Shichas Dome, but not more. And Mashiach is done, you only have to be Mesir Nefesh, but you only have to be Mesir Nefesh, you only have the Mesir Nefesh of refusing to do none of Erev Kumi Yaseh. But you don't have the, you don't, you're not, we don't require the Mesir Nefesh of committing suicide not to let somebody be killed. So I didn't make your eyes. How much does Mesir Nefesh we demand? The Mesir Nefesh of saying no to refuse to be Boil in Erev, but not the Mesir Nefesh of committing suicide rather than being a Belis. So that's why Tosfos put the two things together. So that's a gavaldig rebbe with this mahalach that we understand what it's one kakolim across the board, even lefi Tosfos, that it's a limud from Mitzayach. So on the face of it, it's nothing to do with Gemara and Sanhedrin. It's a different kakolim in Sanhedrin, but Tosfos shows us that it's the same kakolim. Lefi advar meile, it is the same kakolim. It's being applied in different contexts, but it's the same idea that the mesiris nefesh by kakolim is much bigger than the mesiris nefesh by an aver of kumbi yaseh. Okay, that's for that. Let's go back now to Agamar and Pei Gimel. It's a little bit hard to bounce around from one sugya to the next. When somebody would come over to talk to him in the sugya, so he would say, you have to give me a few minutes to tuzach harois, to unengross myself from the sugya that I'm in. No, usually it's all the way around. You know, I need a few minutes to get into the sugya. I need a few minutes to get out of this before I can think about anything else. So fine, so let's take a few seconds to Tuzach HaRais and go back to the sugya that we were learning before. So let's see, let's pick it up again in the Gemara Tanu Rabbanu. Look to Gemara Tanu Rabbanu. Mishok Bumus, Machin Rais Akal Akal. We give him the lesser of there. Tevel Nevela, Machin Rais Nevela. Because the veil is only a lav. Tevel is a lav and it's misavidei shemayim. Tevel is shvius. So we give him shvius. Shvius, Rashi learns only an asay. Ram learns only the rabbonim, svichei shvius. But a kaponim is a nisakal. Tevel is a nisachomer, so we give him shvius. Yesterday we talked about what about the veil and shvius. Tevel and truma tanoi. Tevel and truma, that's what you're machlekes tanoi. I'm not quite sure how this Gemara from a scholarly point of view. Tanu Rabbanan introduces a brisa. Where does this brisa end? The brisa can't say Tevel v'truma tanoi. Like, where does the first brisa end? Tanu Rabbanan, Misha Opsi Bumas, Achinu Nesei Akal Akal, Tevel Nebeila, Achinu Nesei Nebeila, Tevel Shvias Shvias. I guess that's the end of the brisa. And then now the Gemara says, Tevel v'truma tanoi, because we have another brisa, the Sanya. A little bit unclear to me if that's the way it goes. Remember yesterday I told you the Korban Asano, the Korban Asano is bothered. How come the Gemara skipped the case of Nevel and Shvius? We were also bothered. Why there was the Rambam and Rabbeinu Chananel have that case, but in the Gemara and Rashi, they don't seem to have that case. So the Kamen Asadal said, well, since it's all a wind up to the case of Tevel with Truma, so it always talks about cases. So at Mele, it enumerates cases of Tevel. Tevel with Nevela, Tevel with Shvius, Tevel with Truma. I'm not so sure that I understand that. The it's two different brises. There's a brise that starts Tanu Rabbanan, Mishok Supulmas, Machina Seya Kalakal, and the Chor that goes on, Tevel with Nevela, Machina Seya Nevela, Tevel with Shvius, and the brise. And now there's a new brise, Tevel with Truma. So it's a new brisa. So the old brisa is not a wind up to this brisa. Unless maybe the first brisa just stops at akal akal. Tanu Rabbanan, Mishol Tzibumas, Machinus akal akal. Period, end of brisa. Now the Gemara says, Tevel Nevela, Machinus. Therefore, Tevel Nevela, Machinus Nevela, Zok the Gemara. Tevel Shvius, Shvius. And what about Tevel Truma? Oh, that's a brisa. Finally, that's another, that's it. Maybe that's the way we read the Gemara. anyway, I don't know. It's not clear to me how the where the first price ends. Anyway, what's the machlokes tanoi? The sanya machil noisei tevel by machil noisei tumah. That's the tanakama. Teimloi mitumah b'le tevel. So machlokes, which is more chomer, tevel or tumah? The gemara later, a few lines later, the gemara is going to explain what are the stodim of the machlokes. Why is tevel more chomer? Why is tumah more chomer? Tevel might be more chomer because it's also even to a kohen. Tumah might be more chomer because it's a permanent iser, and tevel is only also till you're misakin it. So machlokes. They're both misubidei shemayim. As far as that goes, they're on the same level. But the mitzad acher, one maybe is more chomer than the other. So tumah amar rab. What's the case? Hechad de'efshe b'chulin the kliyam ali pligi de misaknin aleihem asfinulim. If you could give him chulin, so that's the best thing. So why give him tevel? You could be misakin the tevel and give him the chulin. The chulin should be. More later on, he's going to say maybe even at Shabbos you could do it. Ki pligi b'delay efshe b'chulin. My chaykes must be in a case where chulin is not available. You can't give him chulin. You have to give him either tevel or truma. Masava tevel chomer, masava truma chomer, masava tevel chomer. I will truma chazik koyin, masava truma chomer. I will tevel eshluskun. So what is this case that is eshlusakin? What's the case over here that it's tevel and I can't be misakin and give him chulin? Why not be misakin and give him chulin like mima'akev al yoda? So Rashi learns that it means that he has only a certain amount of tevel, and the chayla needs more, or the chayla needs all of it. The chayla needs the whole thing. So if I'll be misakin the tevel, I'm not going to have enough to give the chayla. That's the case. So they have to give him, if I'm going to be, I can't give him chulin. I don't have enough chulin. Even if I'll be misakin, I don't have enough chulin to save him. So I have to give him the whole thing. So now the suffix, the machlekes is, do I say, well, let's give him the tevel as it is. It's better to eat tevel than to eat truma. Or should I be misakin it, and I'll give him the chulin with the truma. Better to eat truma than to eat tevel. That's Rashi. So there's a whole slew of kashas with the chayim ask and Rashi. The kruis, the gurus, arius, marach, arichus, maridik arichus. First of all, the din is that min ha'Torah chita achas beteres sakri. There's no amount that you have to be mad, no percentage that you have to give for truma. It could be a small amount, as long as chita achas, a minimal amount, one kernel of grain. Maybe less than a kernel of but a kernel of grain is enough. So now, next you have a pound of truma. From that pound of truma, I'm sorry, you have a pound of tevel. If you're going to give him tevel, you won't be misakin, you're going to give it to him as it is. So how much tevel is he eating? A pound. About it's called, if you eat tevel, a pound of tevel, it's called you ate a pound of isser. The whole tevel is awesome. If you eat a kezias of tevel, you're like it. If you're eating a kezias of tevel. I don't care that from that tevel, only a little bit will eventually be truma. But right now, the whole thing is tevel. So how much truma are you going to give him? A pound. I mean, tevel, rather. If you're going to give it to him straight, without being misak in it, you're going to give him a pound of issa. If you'll take off the truma, it's going to be a chitachas, tiny amount. So number one, so why isn't it poshut that the truma is more kal? Because the truma is a chatzishir. Or maybe to say the question differently, I mean more accurately, when the Gemara is explaining the tzad that tevel is more, that truma is more kal than tevel, so the Gemara says because truma is chazi l'kayim. Why didn't the Gemara say a different reason why truma is more kal than tevel? Because the truma is a chatzi shir and the tevel is a shir shal. think that's more accurate way to ask the question. Can't just ask, why isn't it more pashut that the truma is more kal because it's a chatzishir? Maybe that's not so pashut. Maybe the kula of tevel and its efshel sakin outweighs the kula even of being a chatzishir. The more accurate way to ask the question, in other words, you could ask the question just, grossly, coarsely. Truma is a chatzishir, tevel is a shir shalom. Isn't it pashut that chatzishir is more kal than a shir shalom? Like you had the word pebez, and the Gemara said by the kush. But first you put the cushion into the gravy and give him just a tiny amount, and if that's not enough, then you give him more. So a chatzishir is more kal than a shir shalom. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Even on Yom Kippur, you give first a chatzishir before you give a whole shir. So isn't it pashut that a chatzishir of truma is more kal than a shir of tevel? But that's maybe not. It's not impossible to say. Maybe it's implausible, but it's not impossible to say that maybe the Madomer holds that you give him. That you give him tevel because tevel is kal because it's efshel sakin. Maybe that's such a big kula that outweighs even the kula being chatzishir. So that's what I'm saying. The better way to ask the same question that's more less refutable, less there's less wiggle room out is to ask the question with nusach zeh. Does a man d'omer to give him truma? And the Gemara explains my time of the man d'omer to give him truma because truma is kal because it's chazi l'kayin. The Gemara should have said a different reason, a more simple reason. Truma is kal because it's a chatzishir. That's question number one. Question number two. This is a braisa. There's an Amora Rish Lakish who thinks that Chachish is Mutam and Atar. We are at the beginning of the pair. What does Rish Lakish do with this braisa? How could there be a Mandom in the braisa that Truma is, that Tevil is more Kal and Truma? Truma, according to Rish Lakish, is Mutam and Atar because it's a Chachish. So why isn't this price a pure Chen Rish Lakish? Question number three. There's a Ran here in the sugya. The Ran is discussing the issue that we're going to be talking about next, which is all the Mar Maklemis that I sent you. There's a whole literature in the Rishonim and the Chayinim. What's the din in a case like this? A person is a chayil, he needs meat. And the only meat that we have to give him is an nevela, trefa meat. But we could shecht the behemah for him and give him kosher meat. But it's Shabbos. So what's better, to give him nevela, which is only a lav, or to shecht an animal and give him basar shchuta, but then we're going to violate, then we're going to have chil Shabbos, which is a chiyuv misa. This is a big shayla in Rishonim. And Rishonim say various svaros why it's better to shecht for him. The Ravid passing, the Ravid, the Maamar Rutenberg, they passing that it's better to shecht. Why is it better to shecht? That's a chiyuv misa, and a veil is only a chiyuv lav. So they say a few svaros, Shabbos is sutra, and the veil is only the chuyah, which is shayla by itself. Why would that be true? Maybe Shabbos nitnuli dochis for other things you have to do for the chayla. Maybe the chayla is not going to want to eat a nevela, so he's going to really not eat properly because he's a Jew, he's not used to eating the nevela. He's going to gag on it. So maybe it's just more better for his refuah to give him kosher meat, even though we have to be mechal Shabbos. Any various spots. The Ran is chayla. The Ran says better to give him nevela. I'm sorry, the Ran's not chaylik. But the Ran says a different story entirely. The Ran says, yeah, better to shecht for him, but not for any of the reasons, not for any of the above reasons. The Ran says it's better to shecht for him, even though shechting is a bigger avera, but shechting is only one avera. But if you give him an avela, he's going to be over in every kezias. So Mefurish and Ran, that quantity is quantity outweighs quality. If you have a choice between doing an avera chamura once and doing an avera kala many times, we go with the avera chamura only once. So the chayim ask, so what's going on in the Gemara? Here you have a choice. You can give him truma a tiny amount, chitachas, or you're going to give him tevel the whole pound. It's all tevel. Every bite, every kezias that's in this tevel is going to be tevel. So even if you'll say that truma is the worst sister, like that man, no, that Truman's the worst history because Truman's the Efshel second. But it's less. Quantity is more important than quality. According to the Ran, quantity is more important than quality. Less is more. Less is more important. So what's the Ran do with this Gemara? And then finally, the Gemara Sari asks an interesting question. He says he has a different eitz entirely. He says, why don't you do the following? Why don't you take, be mafish the truma, take a chita achas and make a truma. So now you're going to have a pound minus a little bit of chulin, and you have a pound of truma, and you have a chita achas of truma. And then mix the truma back in, it'll be bottle b'roev, min ha-toyer, min b'min, it's bottle chad b'tre. I am a vatel nisil chadchil, and also shenuel, I am a vatel nisil chadchil, it's only the rabbanon, even if it's a deraisa, we saw Rashi, in chulin was mashma, it's a deraisa. There's a raiva that ain't about in the silichat chilis of the raisa, but it's only a maximum and I say it's not even allowed. So a lot of that's better than giving him either tevel or truma. To violate the issur ain't mevat in the silichat chilo is not as bad l'chayra as giving him tevel, which is mamish alav and it's misi v'dei shemayim, or giving him tevel or truma. So that's the best solution of all. Be mafish the truma, mix it back in, it'll be batel b'roiv, chad b'trei, and shalom al yisrael. Now you're giving him het to gomer. So the emes is the Chacham Tzvi. I don't know where exactly it is because I heard it many years ago. But there's a Chacham Tzvi who says, famous Chacham Tzvi, who wants to be mechavish because of the same question as mechavim to this question. The Chacham Tzvi says that truma is not bottled in its own shirayim. So chiddush din, truma is not bottled in its own shirayim. Psanudim. You can't. You take truma, you mix it in with other chulin, and it's bottled. But truma can't be bottled in the peiris that it came from. It's like Brer Rabbit. I don't know if you know Brer Rabbit. Okay, that's a chiddush. Chacham Tzvi is a very big chiddush. Because of all these questions, though, the Turyevin and the Tosfos Yom Kippur, also they both want to say. Different shot in the Gemara entirely, not like Rashi. But then when the Gemara says that it's the Efshel Sakin, that the case is where you couldn't be misakin it, it doesn't mean like Rashi, because you had a pound and the Chayil needed a whole pound, and therefore, that's not what it means. When the Gemara says that the case is that you couldn't be misakin, it means literally that it wasn't possible to be misakin the Tevil. Why isn't that possible to be misakin the Tevil? It's always possible to be misakin the Tevil. So Tosefos Yom Kippur says, because maybe you don't, it's talking about where the guy is such an amarch doesn't know how to be misakin. Right? That's very doch. But Rabbi Kibbutz, the Gurus Hari, the Shagas Hari says, push it, it's not his. The tevil that's in front of him doesn't belong to him. If he's not a Baalim, he doesn't know, he can't be misakin. And that's Pshat and Gemara. The Epshat Sakin, that's what it's supposed to Gemara now. The Gemara is not saying, you know, the Gemara is saying, I have tevil, the whole thing is tevil. No, it's the case in that. That I want to be misakin it. And now my question is, should I be misakin it and take out the little bit of truma, or should I leave it the way it is and give him the whole thing of tevil? Avada the little bit of truma is better. The little bit of truma is only a tiny amount. That's not pshat in the Gemara. The case in the Gemara is that I have tevil and I have no way to be misakin the tevil because it doesn't belong to me. And next to the pound of tevil, I have a pound of truma. And that's the shaila. Should I give him the pound of tevel? Should I give him the pound of truma? Should I give him the pound of tevel? Should I give him the other pound of truma? The tevel itself, I don't have a way to be misakin. It's not mine. Look at his other eights, other cases. Another case also he dreams of that it's not possible to be misakin. I'm not going to go into Ruvus Tomei, B'shas Tzira. Anyway, he has cases where you can't be, another case where you can't be misakin. Akoponim, that's how the Gurus Hari wants to learn Pshat Numa. But it's prepared to not like Rashi. If you're Rashi, all the kashas are still there. I do think, though, that the Gurus Hari, the reading of the Gemara is Meduyik and Rambam. Because when the Rambam brings this Gemara in Macholos Asura, it's Perek Yudalid. Well, maybe I'll put it up. Give me a second. Okay, here's the Rambam. Ketzer, hoy lefaneinu tevel unevela machin oisin nevela. Tchilo, sha tevel b'misa. So nevela is more kal. Nevela svichi shviyas machin oisin svichi shviyas. Shasumi dibe seifin, kmeish is bar abel chashmita. Tevel shviyas machin oisin shviyas. Tevel b'truma, im I efshir lesaken ha tevel, machin oisin tevel, machin oisin tevel. She'ene kodesh ketruma, tevel is not as kodesh as truma, v'chein kol k'etzim. So this is the Gemara. Tevel, the truma, the rabbi paskins that you give him the tevel give him the tevel like the tanakama. But there's a shini loshon. The loshon of the Gemara is that it's e efshir bechulin. But the efshir bechulin. The loshon of the rabbi is e efshir l'sakin. You can learn like Rashi. I could be misakin it, but I won't have enough chulin to save his life. That's called EF Shebechulin. It's not possible to save his life with the chulin that's available. The Lashon Rambam is not EF Shebechulin. Lashon Rambam is EF Shebechulin. What do you mean EF Shebechulin? It's always possible to be misakin the devil. You may not have enough food to save his life, but that's not EF Shebechulin. The Lashon the Rambam is very, very much mashed like the Gur Sari, that Yef Shel Sakana Tevel means Kipshutai, not that I won't have enough. Yef Shel Sakana Tevel, because for some reason it's not possible to be Sakana the Tevel. For example, it doesn't belong to him. So that's very Gishmak. Right, so the Rambam is Taka good. The Rambam could be like the Gur Sari. With Rashi Shre, all these kashas in Rashi are very Shre. Now, the kasha from the Ran is Maturis, because the Ran doesn't have to learn like Rashi, the Ran can learn like the Rambam. There's a specific kasha with the Rambam, the Ran says that quantity outweighs quality. So what do you do with the Gemara? Teretz is the Ran will learn the Gemara like the Rambam, like the Gur Sari. So finished. then the problem disappears. Rashi not Meshuvah to the Ran. Rashi could hold that when you have a quality outweighs quantity. And if in fact Truma is, if in fact Tevel is a lighter Isser, then better to give him a lot of Tevel and a little bit of Truma. So the Ran issue is not a problem. Maybe it's Machlokes in the Chanami. The Ran will learn the Gemara like the Rambam. And Rashi will be Chaylik on the din of the Ran. But the other question is Shul Shre. What happened to the fact that Truma is a Chatzi Shir? In other words, if the truma was a shear, but the issue was just a ran issue, that it may be a shear, but it's still less than the tevel. So yichalan alayma, that Rashi holds chaylik on the ran, and Rashi holds a little bit of an iser chomer, better a little bit of an iser, better a lot of an iser kal than a little bit of an iser chomer. But that's when you're talking about two things that are both a shear, just one is more and one is less. But if the truma is a chatzi shear, l'charetz a chatzi shear, chitachas pateres, zekrit l'charetz a chatzi shear. If it's a chatzi shear, then Rish Lakish holds mutter legamrei, and even according to Rav Yochanan, lechayre chatzi shear of ad is more kal. And Akapanim, when the Gemara is looking for the kul of truma, should have said it's a chatzi shear. Lechayre chatzi shear is more kal. Unless maybe we'll say for Rashi, I don't know what to do about Rish Lakish, but maybe we could say for Rashi that Rashi holds that a chatzi shir is taka not more kal than a shir shalom. But etzim a chatzi shir is not more kal than a shir shalom. Maybe less. Less is just quantity. But maybe it's taka mokum to say that a chatzi shir is not more kal than a shir shalom. I, the Gemara says in Daf Pei Beis that first we give him a little bit on the kush, and then we give him more, right? Teichel the kush beroitiv, u'menichel le'alpio, im nishyash v'dayit amutiv, im lav machlin ois deroitiv atzimim. So you see, you give him first a chatzi shir, then a shir sholim. I'm thinking out loud right now. This is I'm making this up as I go right now. But maybe the pshat is, not because it's a chatzi shir, because it's less. We give him less before we give him more. It was in the case in that Pei Beis with the Reitiv, it's not a Nidin that I have two different Yisurim, and one is in Sakal and one is in Sechomer. But I have less of the Yisr Chomer and more of the Yisr Kal. Here it's a straightforward case. I have Reitiv, and I want to give him Reitiv. And the Shah is, how much Reitiv should I give him? So it says you give him a little bit, and if it's not enough, you give him more, and you give him more until he's better. So you start off with a little bit, because a little bit is about it better than a more. Because always a little bit is better. One kazais is better than two. It's as if the Gemara would say, give him one kazais and then give him two kazais. And it's not enough. You give him 10 kazais. It doesn't say the Feresh in that Gemara that if there's a mile in Chatz Yishir. The Rambam, when he brings that Gemara, I think the Rambam says it, but there is Chatz Yishir. The Rambam brings that Gemara about the Kush. Rambam brings it. I think the Rambam calls it Chatz Yishir. Uba Shiricho, Machinus Amin Amorok, Mla Machinus Apochus Mikashir. The Rambam Taka says that there's a special kul in a chatzi shir. First we give a pochus mikashir, then we give a shir. But that's not a ferish in the Gemara. That's the Rambam's spin on the Gemara. Rashi doesn't say that in Pebes. He doesn't say otherwise, but doesn't say that. So maybe La'olam Rashi holds that a chatzi shir is not less chomer than a shir shalom. Maybe you'll ask me, how can I say such a thing? A chatz yishir is not less chomer than a shir shalom. And a chatz yishir is no oynish. And a shir shalom is oynish. You see in the Gemara that something that has an oynish more chomer than something that doesn't have an oynish. Misa b'di shemayim is more chomer than something that doesn't have misa b'di shemayim. So you see that the oynish is a measure of the chomer iser. And a chatz yishir is no oynish. And a shir shalom is an oynish of malchus. How is it conceivable that a chatz yishir is not less chomer than a shir shalom? Maybe, and a chatz yishir there is an oynish. The einish is, if you'll eat more, you'll get the einish for the whole thing. Tevel is more chomer than nevela because tevel be'etzem has a penalty of misa b'dei shemayim, and nevela never has misa b'dei shemayim. But that doesn't mean that a chatz yishir is less chomer than a shir shalom. A shir shalom, you get malchus, and a chatz yishir, you don't get malchus. It's not true. And a chatz yishir, you'll get malchus too. If you'll eat another chatz yishir, the malchus that you'll get will be on the whole thing. So a chatz yishir intrinsically has the penalty of malchus. He said the chaymer, the malchus, not the malchus per se. It's the malchus and the galim, the chaymer iser. So misa b'dishemayim is the galim, the chaymer iser of tevel. The nevela doesn't have it. It's not so chomer. There's no misa b'dishemayim and the nevela. But a chatz yishir of the nevela has malchus. He said the chaymer iser. It's an iser that has malchus. If you eat enough of it, you get malchus. It's a chatz yishir. Chatz yishir is also a natar. So who says that it's not? Who says that a chatz yishir is less chomer than a shir? Of course, it's better to eat a chatz yishir than to eat a shir, because it's always better to eat less than to eat more. Like that, you do see more in Pebes. It's better to eat a little bit of reitiv than to eat a lot of reitiv. Yeah, but that we could say that that's when you're talking about the same isser. But if you have a little bit of an isser chomer and a lot of an isser kal, machilin oisi isser, you give a lot of the isser kal, not a little bit of the isser chomer. So if tevel, in fact, is more chomer than truma, if tevel, in fact, is more kal than truma, then better to give a pound of tevel than even to give a chatz yishir of truma. Because it's at the end of the day, it's nisikah. Not like the Ran, that quantity outweighs quality. Quality outweighs quantity. And it'll be very geshmak. The Ran brings shitosu. The Ram, we see in the Ram, I'm talking that chatz yishir is more kal than shir shalom. So what do you do with Agamor? Terence says, but the Ram learns Agamor differently. The Ram learns Agamor. We were just medayik in the Ram. The Ram learns Agamor like the Gur Sari. We're not talking about where you could that you could be misakin it, but it's the chayla won't have enough. So the shayla, should you take the truma out of the tevel? And the shayla is between the tevel, the pound of tevel, and a little bit of truma that I'll take out of it. And the rabbis were doing that the case is that I don't have a way to be misakin the tevel. And the choice is between the pound of tevel and another pound of truma. So vada, they're both two pounds, a pound of tevel versus a pound of truma. That's the Gemara. But if you had a chatz yishir of truma, if you're the rabbi, vada, you give the chatz yishir before you give the shir shalom. Al derech derech. Chatz yishir is more kal than the shir. But in Rashi, maybe La'olam Rashi Taka holds that there's no mile of a chatz yishir is just as chomer. It could be, if you really want to go back, maybe it's totally an issue of chatz yishir. Why is chatz yishir also? Is it also because it's achok deraisa, or it's also intrinsically? It's totally maybe the shaila about nedarim, if there's chatz yishir by nedarim. What did the Ran say? The Ran had a chazar. The Ran of the Eld holds, like the Ran in the Chiddush Aran was Chayzer, and he came around to the Rambam, that Chatz Yishir is, you have Chatz Yishir by the Dorm too. So it's Archok of the Reisah. So Gradish Tim's very well. The Ran holds like the Rambam that Chatzishis are harchokim midiraisa, so Chatzishis taka more kal than the Shir Sholem. And the Rambam holds away for sure. The Rambam holds that it's the Rambam holds that you have Chatzishir by Nidorim. That means not intrinsically also. It can't be intrinsically also. I was neither in a kazayas, not in a chazi's eyes. It's just a chokad deraisa. A chokad deraisa, that is more kal than the Yisra Atzmai. So the Ram holds that a chatzishir is better than a shir. But maybe Rashi holds like the Ramban, that you don't have chatzishir by Nadorim. Chatzishir is only is an intrinsicus, not a chokad deraisa. I don't know if we had a Gilead Rashi himself about this shayla, I don't remember. But if we'll say that way, then it's very geshmak. So then the free Rashi, chatzishir is not less chomer than a shir shal. If you remember, I had a pilpul, the Rambam himself, even though he says Chatzishir is more kal than a Shir Sholem, you give a Chatzishir before a Shir Sholem, but in Shvisas Aser by Yom Kippur, he didn't say it. Shachorot says it even in Hilchos Yom Kippur. But the Rambam in Shvisas Aser doesn't mention anything by giving a Chatzishir before a Shir. He only has it in Macholos Asuras. So I wanted to say, because in Macholos Asuras, Chatzishir is only Achoka. Chatzishir is more kal because it's only Achoka deraisa. But in Yom Kippur, the Rambam goes with the Yerushalmi, that even Reish Lakish doesn't have the hachok of Chatzishir, but on Yom Kippur, he's made of the Chatzishir is also. So you see that in Yom Kippur, Chatzishir is also intrinsically. And the Rambam passes that way. So if it's also intrinsically, then even the Rambam holds that a Chatzishir is not more kal than a Shir Sholem. That'll stream very well with this chesed. What the Rambam holds in Yom Kippur, Rashi holds b'chol hashana, b'chol hashana kulo. Okay, it's an interesting, this is a little bit off the cuff. But I think it's interesting. The Cheshbon comes out good. I think the Cheshbon comes out good. The Kitzin Nimrus. In Rashi learns the Gemara that the choice is not between a pound of Tevel and a pound of Truma. The choice is between leaving the Tevel as it is or taking off a Chita Achas and giving him the whole thing with the Chita Achas. Giving him the Chulin with the Chita Achas of Truma. And the problem is, but then if, and the Rambam is mashma not the way. The Rambam is mashma like the Gvur Suri. The cases where you cannot be misak in the tevel you're stuck with, and the Shah is giving him the tevel or give him the other pound of truma that I have next to it. So it's very meduyik, because in the Rambam is beferish, the Rambam in Macholos Asuras, that a chatzishir is more kal than a shir shalom. You give somebody a chatzishir before you give them a shir shalom. So you can't learn that the choice is between a chita achas of truma and a pound of tevel, because it would be poshut that the truma will be more kal because the truma is only a chatzishir, like the Gvur Suri Taka asked. But Rashi could hold that chatzishir is not more kal than a shir shalom. And the Rambam is shitosu that chatzishir is only archoka deraisa. That also stems very well, that chatzishir is archoka deraisa. But the Rashi might hold that chatzishir is not more kal than a shir shalom. It's less, but it's not more kal because it's a chatzishir. It's just less. And Rashi could also hold, not like the Ran, that if you have less of an Issa Chomer and more of an Issa Kal, better to give him less of the, if you have him, better to give him more of the Issa Kal than less of the Issa Chomer. So if Tevel is Kal, then better to give a pound of Tevel than even a little bit of Truma. Either Truma is a Chatzishir. Chatzishir is the same thing as a Shir Shal. It's just less. But Issa Chomer is more important. Quality outweighs quantity. And Rashi will learn the Gemara in Pei Beis that you give him the Kush before you give him the Reitav. From the Reitav Atzmai, that's not because the Kush is a Chatzishir. Chatzishir makes no difference. It's because you give less before you give more. Okay, very geschmack. I think so anyway. Okay, we'll stop here. And then, so the next thing I want to take up is the Maamar Kaimis that I sent you on the, I don't know how much of it we're going to do, but I want to talk a little bit about this issue of Hutra and Chuyah and so on. This is a big Miksoya, it's a Shas Miksoya, but we'll spend it in a day or two. Okay. Kol Tov.